The woman accused of murdering her three children in Timaru will plead insanity and infanticide at her trial next month. Lauren Dickerson made her first in-court appearance at the High Court in Christchurch today since the week of her arrest. She's alleged to have killed her six-year-old daughter and two-year-old twins in September 2021. New Zealand Herald reporter Anna Leask has been in court today and is with us now. Kia ora.
Hi, Jack.
How did she appear?
Well, she was pretty calm and quiet. She was sitting in the dock with a support person. As I know, she's still in custody at Hillmorton Hospital in the psychiatric ward. So we assume that the person with her today was one of her medical team there. She was brought into court before the judge. And, you know, it was all a very, very calm courtroom, quiet. And obviously, people are paying a lot of attention to how she's taking it all in and making sure that everything's sort of calm and settled for her, despite facing very, very serious charges.
Yeah. I mean, every which way you look at this, it is just horrendous. So what are her lawyers actually saying about the defence of insanity and infanticide?
Right, well, they're saying that they have three witnesses that will be called at trial, three experts who all agree that at the time the alleged murders were committed, that Lauren Dickerson was insane and thus not criminally culpable. The Crown's expert is saying the opposite. So there's a big disagreement there, which is, you know, why this one's going to trial. In cases where both sides agree that someone was insane at the time of committing the crime, often it just goes before a judge to get sort of, in layman's terms, signed off, and that person will be detained to wherever they're sent to. But in this one, the two sides oppose quite strongly that, you know, the defence is saying she was insane and the Crown is saying she absolutely was not. So that's what we know so far.
Right. So basically we have to wait until the trial until we understand what arguments will make up the defence of insanity.
Yeah, and what we heard today is that there will be, the Crown is still sort of finalising what witnesses they will call, but their expert will be called. So there'll also be a court-appointed expert. Now, that's someone that does a completely independent, so not for the Crown, not for the defence, but an independent report on what they think was happening at the time. And then that will all go to the jury and they will be tasked with deciding whether or not Lauren Dickerson was in fact insane at the time those three beautiful little girls were killed, or whether she is criminally culpable and whether they convict her of murder.
So what is the process for the trial? Have we got a date?
July 17, the trial starts.
Right.
Set down for 2 weeks before Justice Jonathan Eaton here in Christchurch. So, as I said, the Crown's still finalising its witness list, so we don't know who we'll hear from yet. Very likely we'll hear from Lauren Dickerson's husband, who, of course, came home that night and found his three little girls dead, which will be harrowing. Very likely we'll see his interview with police played in court, which is sort of par for the course in a trial.
Yeah.
And then we'll hear from those experts before the jury are sort of tasked with making the decision on whether Lauren Dickerson is not guilty by reason of insanity or guilty of three murders.
And do we know where the father is living at the moment?
Yeah, he travelled back to South Africa. I believe he's there at the moment. He has been back to New Zealand, I understand, briefly, and he's over there at the moment. So in court today, it was discussed whether he could give his evidence via audio-visual link. The defence opposed that and would like to have him here in person. So that's something that they're working through behind the scenes before trial to work out how best to take his evidence.
Thanks so much for your time, Anna. That is NZ Herald reporter Anna Leask.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.